This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Millions pass through the doors of the Cleveland Clinic each year. With dozens of buildings on its main campus, there are miles and miles of wall space full of artwork. On this week's State of the Arts, I head down to the clinic for a tour. I walk past dozens of people as I enter the Cleveland Clinic's front door, and I'm instantly surrounded by artwork of all shapes and sizes. Meeting me here, wearing her walking shoes, is the woman in charge of it all.
I'm Joanne Cohen. I'm executive director and curator of the art program at Cleveland Clinic.
Now we're in front of a really big sculpture. It's a figure and it's made of all these letters. What are we looking at?
So the artist is Jaime Plensa. He did the site-specific commission called Cleveland Soul. The letters that you see are arbitrary. They don't spell out anything necessarily. And you'll see that there's a figure and the face is left deliberately blank, and so that's really meant to embody that every man, every woman, we all go through the patient journey at some point in time.
Cohen says artwork is no stranger to the Cleveland Clinic, but it wasn't until 2005 that it decided to curate art experiences much like a museum and make its art program part of the patient experience.
People are coming here, they might be stressed, they're worried, they have all different considerations going on. They're not necessarily signing up for an art experience, so what can we do to enhance that experience, make the art be part of it, and educate and make it more of an amenity as people go through their journey?
In all, the Cleveland Clinic has more than 6,500 pieces of art on display.
We have a team of 9 people. That includes 2 art installers, and they're responsible for installing the art in over 33 million square feet of facilities.
That includes campuses here in Ohio, Florida, Las Vegas, Toronto, and as far away as Abu Dhabi. As we walk through the hallways from building to building, Cohen points out more pieces than I can count by as many artists. There's works on paper, paintings, and even video projections on the walls and on the floor.
So this isn't an art museum. People walk through the Cleveland Clinic every single day, and it's not like you're at the Cleveland Museum of Art where you know you're not supposed to touch something. How do you keep them safe when you have so much square footage, so many pieces of work?
These are great challenges. I think we've been really lucky that people are really respectful and mindful of the art. They come to see that it's so thoughtfully curated and placed.
So what might work in the pediatric area might be different from what's placed in the cancer center. Cohen says the artwork is a way to give people a mental break from the traditional hospital setting.
To also create an opportunity for people to experience things they might not otherwise get to see, that they might find moments of beauty or levity, that the artwork might distract them or transport them elsewhere.
After walking what feels like a couple of miles, we enter the clinic's main gallery, which isn't actually a gallery at all. It's a 10-foot wide hallway that's currently housing a large photo series. Cohen says it's one of the clinic's main arteries.
So we have this giant wide open corridor. It's really high traffic, but you have the luxury of so much space and stepping back, so you can place dramatic, you know, large scale 6-foot photographs here.
We step out of the main gallery to make our way through some of the clinic's newer buildings, like its cancer center.
So we're jumping in the elevator.
Cohen says before this building was constructed, her team put on hard hats and worked with architects to incorporate how to best place artwork into the design.
Because they come to us and we're not an afterthought. So they're thinking, they're mindful of the fact that, oh, lighting is going to be important for these artworks. What can we best do to enhance it? And it's a collaborative effort. And if you have that conversation early on in the process, it's going to result in much better outcomes.
The building is full of vibrant art installations that make you feel like you're in a modern art gallery, not a cancer center. But not every inch of space in the clinic is covered by artwork. Some walls are left blank because they are in an emergency setting or because of fire code.
These are bare white walls with no art.
I feel like I'm in any hospital in America.
Right.
Whereas just 20 feet ago, I felt like I was in a hospital that was from the future.
Essentially, what we set out to do was change the paradigm of what it's like to be in a healthcare setting. We feel like art is so strong in helping with the healing process and such an integral part of so many people's lives. Why should it not be in the setting?
And Cohen hopes that someday the Cleveland Clinic will become a destination not just for healthcare, but for art lovers too. With this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.